Proclamation number 5230, dated the October 8, 1951. Has the infinitely long path of development been in vain? You have traveled an infinitely long path, and only a very short stretch of the way is ahead of you. Then the time of grace will be over for you. An endlessly long period of salvation will have found its conclusion, and its success will reveal itself on the last day, on the day of judgment. This day is approaching all of you, the day of which it is written, which countless seers and prophets have proclaimed would come when the time is fulfilled. You humans have so often been reminded of the last judgment, when everyone will be punished or rewarded according to merit. How often have I offered myself as a leader on the final earthly path, when you as human beings need guidance? How often did I send help to you from above when you were at risk of failing? How often were you given guiding principles so that you would take the right path, so that your soul would mature fully and thus higher development would be promoted? I tried with love and with firmness to push you onto the right path. Time and again I spoke to you in my word. As a good shepherd I constantly protected you from the wolves, from the intruders into my flock of sheep. I sent messengers to cross your path who repeatedly proclaimed my will to you. I endured your weaknesses and faults with much love and patience, and revealed myself time and again to you humans in order to attain your love. I myself descended to you in the word to advise you in my direct speech that you urgently ought to change for the better. I tried everything and yet achieved so little, for people are not concerned about attaining me and my affection. They live their lives for themselves and no longer acknowledge me. And the time flies towards the end. The infinitely long path of development before the embodiment as a human being, which you all had to cover, will have been traveled in vain by many people, for the human being has not achieved the culmination of his earthly life. The final stage of development has not been traveled, and at the end of this period of salvation a last decision will be demanded, because a new era for the purpose of salvation will start again, and every spiritual being capable of development will be bound again into the external form which befits its state of maturity. But hard matter will serve as an abode for the spiritual being which failed as a human being. And this decision will still have to be taken before the conclusion of the epoch. Humanity is at risk of being banished into hardest matter again. You humans cannot imagine what that means, yet it is the fair compensation for spurning a blessing which could be used by all of you humans and which you disregarded. There is an awful lot at stake for you humans, and all my admonitions and warnings are to no avail, for you don't believe in an end, nor do you believe in a righteous creator, who one day will call you to account for your way of life, for your spiritual attitude and your neglected earthly life, which truly could result in your complete release from the form if you would comply with my words and change for the better. You spurn my grace and thereby create an appalling fate for yourselves. And even if I speak to you through the mouth of an awakened servant, you don't believe that the end is near, and with it the last judgment. And thus you will have to accept the consequences, for my love and mercy can indeed give to you, but not force upon you, what you spurn of your own free will, light and strength and realization of your hardship. Amen.